From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The war on terrorism was an issue on the campaign trail this week that was spurred in part by Vice President Dick Cheney's suggestion that a vote for John Kerry could put the United States in danger of being hit again by another terrorist attack. Senator Kerry and other Democrats responded angrily, saying the Bush administration is playing politics with terrorism fears. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the heat of this campaign rhetoric may be obscuring some serious questions about how to fight terrorism and whether the Iraq war is helping the cause.
President Bush and John Kerry would agree the key terrorism question in this campaign is whether Americans are safer as a result of this administration's policies and its decision to invade Iraq. John Kerry argues the war has actually strengthened al-Qaeda and other terrorist networks.
Today, terrorists have secured havens in Iraq that were not there before. And we have been forced to reach accommodation with those who have repeatedly attacked our troops.
President Bush constantly equates military action in Iraq with the war on terrorism. And in his stump speeches, he challenges the idea that Iraq under U.S. occupation has become a breeding ground for Islamic terrorists. Al-Qaeda, he says, was recruiting new members well before the United States went to war in Iraq.
You don't create terrorists by fighting back. You defeat the terrorists by fighting back.
There's no debate that Iraq is now a front in the war on terrorism, with al-Qaeda operatives in the country attacking U.S. forces and those allied with them. The issue is whether al-Qaeda was already in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. If it was, going to war there was, in part, an attack on the terrorist network. Yosef Badansky, who has written on bin Laden, terrorism in Iraq, says al-Qaeda actually had a base in Fallujah, now a hotbed of anti-American resistance, even when it was ruled by Saddam's Ba'athist regime.
That relationship that continued and matured and expanded since 1999 constitute a very, very solid foundation upon which the resistance to us is being fought today. And this is the real grassroots resistance as opposed to some leftover Ba'athists and others.
That contention, however, is disputed. The bipartisan 9/11 Commission found no evidence of a collaborative relationship between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's secular Ba'athist regime. Some al-Qaeda leaders themselves have cast doubt on those ties. Yusuf Al-Ayari, a top bin Laden associate who was killed last year in Saudi Arabia, wrote after the war that where the banner of Ba'athism has fallen shall rise the banner of Islam. Andrew Rathmel, who directed policy planning for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, says the intelligence he saw indicates that the Islamic jihadism associated with al-Qaeda is a new phenomenon in Iraq, spurred by the presence of U.S. forces.
I think there's no question that the war in Iraq, because of what it's allowed to germinate on Iraqi soil, and because it's become a symbol for Islamists around the world, is encouraging more support for, jihadism.
A second question raised in the presidential campaign is how the fight against terrorism should be seen. Vice President Dick Cheney has charged that John Kerry sees terrorism mainly as a law enforcement problem. Cheney said it again this week when he suggested the election of Kerry could mean that the United States would be vulnerable to being hit again.
And then we'll fall back into the pre-9/11 mindset, if you will, that these terrorist attacks are just criminal acts and that we're not really at war. I think we have to understand it is a war.
But whether it's appropriate to declare a war on terrorism is a question that's been debated almost continually since September 11, 2001. Some experts say terrorism should be seen as a tactic, that the enemy is Islamic jihadism. Andrew Rathmel, who, after leaving Baghdad, went to work for the RAND Corporation, says he's convinced anti-terrorism efforts should involve less war fighting and more police work.
The military instrument can be useful if you need to go and do something pretty tough in terms of killing people or whatever. But the core of it is essentially investigation. It's intelligence and investigation, breaking up networks. There are political reasons for using the term war. Unfortunately, it does give it a conventional war mindset, which isn't the best way to go about fighting terrorism or insurgency.
In the U.S. presidential race, however, the candidates' differences on this issue have been exaggerated. John Kerry has never questioned whether there should be a war on terrorism. And for their part, Bush administration officials do not describe the anti-terrorism effort solely in military terms. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz this week spoke to a RAND Corporation conference on terrorism.
This is an ideological as well as a physical struggle. We must do more than simply kill and capture terrorists.
There's also the battle of ideas, Wolfowitz said, to be fought in school classrooms, for example. So there is an important debate about how to fight terrorism, but it extends well beyond the confines of this presidential campaign. It's a debate within national security circles in this country and beyond, and it will not be resolved this November by the election of one candidate over another. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.